Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. The show streams live Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time on YouTube and Twitch. Tune in then for your chance to share your tale or your theories. The number is 1-833-703-0424. The Cosmic Channels are open. Booyah.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
I love your little workshop you got there, Andrew.
Well, I mean, everybody knows I have a lot of important science business to do on a regular basis, and I'm taking my time.
Mr. Scientist.
Well, that's what they call me, and I'm taking time out of my busy science day to do this, so you should be very appreciative.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
You couldn't spend as much time as you do on your robots to like learn how to work the audio equipment. But I guess with all the robots in the back, that's tough.
He's too busy coming up with artificial intelligence algorithms and whatnot. Can't waste his time on audio.
I'm trying to change civilization and humanity as we know it. And you're trying to talk about trivial bullshit like audio equipment. I can't be bothered.
Yeah. You're above that. I understand.
Exactly. There you go.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Call in with anything you want. If you have a crazy encounter, a creepy story, a run-in with ghosts, supernatural experience, or you want to talk about conspiracies, whether it be moon landing or Wayfair selling furniture, we'll take your calls. 1-833-703-0424. Give us a call now. Man, the Wayfair stuff, we're getting lots of people wanting to us to talk about it. I took a peek at it when it was trending a couple days ago when it first happened, and then I was like, saw some of the memes, because that's what they were, memes with all this like, oh, this person's selling a Charlie cabinet for $12,000, 30 minute cabinet, what does that mean, look it up. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll type that in to Wayfair. Like, well, it's not on Wayfair. And then people are like, if you type it in this Russian site, you get pictures of kids. And I'm like, yeah, it's because it's a Russian site. Like, no wonder this is, to me, I was like, this had all the hallmarks of like a Russian pushed campaign.
Okay, what? Because I just briefly seen it that I went camping. It was, they think Wayfair is selling abducted kids and furniture.
Well, no, you can order these cabinets. And these cabinets are like just standard garage cabinets, like two doors, And, you know, they sell them on Wayfair for like $200 or something. But then, allegedly, there is, you can find all the memes. There's these ones that are like $12,000. And instead of having the same name, like locking storage chest, it'll say like, whatever, Semyon locking storage chest, 30 minutes, 30 min, 12,999. And then people have been like finding missing people and then be like, they'll find this girl named like, I don't have all the names in front of me. This missing girl named Sarah, her last name's Sarah. And then they'll find a cabinet on Wayfair that's Sarah, the Sarah cabinet for 14,000 for whatever. And of course you go on Wayfair, none of that's on there, but people say, well, they pulled it really fast. And I'll say, or people are just doctoring those images.
That seems like an easy one to doctor.
Very easy.
Just take the normal price and put the price up with a different name.
Yeah.
Well, and then I got a couple inbox messages of being like, well, did you see the CEO step down? Do you see he disappeared? He's gone. He's deleted all social media. And you're like, I don't know about that. Everything that I looked up doesn't see anything about him stepping down.
No, not yet. Like everything that I looked up was like, we're not selling boxes filled with people.
Yeah. They made an official statement. They're like, this is nuts.
This is
They're
crazy.
Like,
all right.
The price that we put it is. They said what kind of cabinet it was. They kind of were like, well, it's an industrial grade cabinet. We didn't really explain it well enough in the listing. So that's our fault as to why. But we've changed the price to reflect what it actually is. And I mean, there's more than a few explanations as to why that stuff's happened. Because you go on Amazon, you'll find shit that has like exorbitant prices and it's like nothing. It'll be like a book. It'll be like one book.
Okay.
It'll be like $10,000.
I got to bring a caller on here. I'll try and get him in here. 1 second. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey guys, how's it going tonight?
Good, man. Who are we speaking with?
It's Cody.
Name sounds familiar. Hey, Cody.
Hey, yeah. Cody.
What's up, brother?
It's a regular.
You guys said we could call in about any theories or stuff like that, right, that we had?
Anything, yeah. Man.
Open
anything.
Up tonight. Whatever you got. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I had a theory that I thought about the other night while listening to one of your old episodes, and it kind of blew my own mind, so I'm hoping it blows yours too. Anyway.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Okay, so you guys were had an episode on the Denver airport, I believe.
That was early on, yeah.
Yeah, it was like episode 40 or something like that. Anyway, you guys were talking about, had mentioned the murals and how there was like a chemical warfare or some kind of chemical attack, something like that, right? Depicted in these, in a few of these murals, right?
Yeah, the soldier with the gas mask, with the scimitar, with like... Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a bunch, remember, of, bunch yeah. of weird stuff, yeah.
Right. And then you guys had also talked about there was a time capsule that was buried that nobody really knew about. There was no ceremony held or nothing like that. It was just there, right?
You're jogging my memory. It's been a while, but yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, I think that's the one, and it has the NWA, and it's like the New World Airport Association or something.
Right, something like that. And it was supposed to be opened in like 2097, something like that. And then I think it was, Braden, I think you said something about you wanted to, like, joked about you wanted to go in and, like, steal the time capsule to see what was in it. And then you guys are joking about what if it's some kind of virus. And that got me thinking, what if somebody actually did do that, broke into there, and stole this, whatever time capsule it was, which maybe did have a virus in it, and then released it?
COVID,
right? What's the best way, and I realize that COVID started in Wuhan, China, right? But what's the best way to spread a virus?
Yeah. Buddy, 12 monkey style, release it at the airports. Put it in a tube, release it at the major airports. It's going everywhere, every major city in the world.
Right. It release it into the biggest population. So somebody, this is my theory anyway, because of what you said, somebody might have taken the time capsule, it had the virus in it, they went to Wuhan and released it.
Well, it'd make more sense if the virus was already in Denver at the airport, it'd make more sense to unleash it at the airport, and then it would have got everywhere.
Right, but
I like where your head's on this one. I just have some like, how are you stealing the? Because I imagine this is to steal it in broad daylight or something, and then you got to take it. Like, yeah. Imagine it's buried underground. There's probably some sort of weighted thing on top of it,
something like that.
And then why China?
Well, because
you probably have to Catherine Zeta-Jones underneath a bunch of lasers to get to it.
Of course.
I guess just my thought process for China was like, China is one of the biggest populations in the world, and it's, I think, one of the most traveled places in the world, with people going there for business and
listen,
stuff like that.
I'm not doubting that at all, because if you were some sort of megalomaniac and you knew what you had and you're like, I need to find a ground zero for this. Mm-hmm. When I used to play that Plague Inc., that app where you try to infect the world,
right.
It was always China or India. That's where I'm starting.
Big population,
right? Spreading real fast.
Maybe the end game wasn't necessarily like taking out everybody by the virus, but you know what I mean? Potentially starting another world war. And you know what I mean? Like, things with China has been extremely turbulent lately.
Right.
You know, maybe that was their plan.
If you're thinking that could be in the time capsule, my only other thing is then why have it sealed for 100 years or whatever? What was going to be the big fucking surprise to the people 100 years from now when they open it? Like, surprise, you're sick.
Maybe someone's had a change of heart and was like, no, let's do this stuff now instead of in 97 or in 2097.
Now, how'd you come up with the time capsule? Was there any news about like someone trying to tamper with the time capsule or anything, or where did that part of the theory come from?
I guess it just, because, well, you said when the time capsule was put in, there was no ceremony and nothing like that. So my thought process as well was, if there was no ceremony for the time capsule being put in, then there probably wouldn't be any publicity for the time capsule being stolen or tampered with. It was just my thought process.
Right. So whatever was in the time capsule, you're saying, was like some type of like cryogenically frozen virus that would have stood the test, like stood for 100 years in the capsule?
Right. Could be in like a cryogenic like chamber or something like that here and there. I don't know.
Hey, man, it's better than some of the other theories that have been floating around, so.
And then I had one other theory, too.
I don't doubt... Go ahead.
Just about something different. You guys had also talked about one time, there was that guy who like crawled into his cabinet and like went through some kind of portal to another time.
Oh yeah, the time traveler.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Yeah. I don't know, something in like,
I don't remember now.
Some like Swedish name or something.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, that got me thinking one day as well, because I've seen that video too, and I've heard that story numerous times. And it's I thought about like if he went forward in time to like 70, to when he was 70, right? Then in my mind, I guess, eventually that would be a time loop. Like that, what it tells me is like Earth and everything else is stuck in a time loop, because that guy saw himself at 70 years old. So then when that guy turns 70 years old, he's going to see himself again, unless he changed the course of time, of course.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about time travel theories. They end up, that's what happens to him.
Yeah. But that's all I got for theories.
Well, then, you know, yeah, but that, I like to think, I don't know if we would be stuck in a time loop as much as he's stuck in a time loop.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, you know, you throw, like, if you think of time as a river, and you throw a big stone in there like that, like, the river just is going to split around it, right? So it's like, yeah, so now we have just two timeline, it's if you subscribe to like a multiverse theory of some kind.
Right. That makes sense, yeah.
Right. But. Cool. Hey, thanks, Cody. We're gonna move on, but we appreciate the call, man. Keep calling back.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, brother.
You too. Bye.
Man, didn't we have last week or 2 weeks ago the guy calling about he worked there? I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah, all right.
Suicided, probably.
Yeah.
He's like,
you can just easily find pictures, like go down and find pictures. You know what? I have no doubt. Like, I've been reading, doing a lot of reading in this new book about CIA cover-ups and stuff. And something's going on. They're doing something underneath that airport. I don't know what. They're up to something. I'm sure we'll find out one day.
One day. What was the time capsule?
I don't remember. I couldn't tell you the date. When
2094.
2094. Yeah. Are we gonna still? We're not gonna be alive, I don't think, unless they get some advances in medicine.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah, well,
I'm gonna open it.
All right, yeah. No, line still open. 1-833-703-0424. We're taking any call today. Just we didn't really have a topic this week. Thought we'd just open her up.
Yeah, you got Lou Bega, shadow people, paranormal, ghosts, conspiracies, aliens, UFOs.
You stepped into a closet and went to Narnia like that other guy. Tell us about it.
Yeah. We want to hear.
No judgments here.
We want to know. No.
No, back to the Wayfair thing. Yeah, so I was the morning it was trending. Like I woke up, I have a coffee, I see what's trending, I kind of peek, saw it, I looked, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Let's see if this has any meat to it. And then I like go into Wayfair and I'm like, I can't find anything that is suspicious like that.
Yeah.
Like anything that depicts the
No, you
like
don't say.
Screenshots.
It wasn't.
You must have been really shocked that one of the world's leading most furniture sales websites wasn't human trafficking kids in cabinets. That must have been really
a little
hard
bit.
For you to
cabinet
swallow.
Seems like a very inefficient way to traffic humans. But we got another caller. Let's bring him on the line here. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello, my name's Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, where are you calling from?
From Smithers, BC.
Oh, nice.
Woo! Man. Yeah, not, BC boy.
Not too far away.
Yeah, so about 14 hours north of you boys.
Yep. That's nothing in Canadian length.
No, not at all.
Just a couple of turns.
That's a Sunday drive, buddy.
Yeah. Any Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'm calling about unexplained shit that I saw in the sky two times in my life.
So yeah, that's
The first time was in Manitoba, about 2 hours from Winnipeg, on the beach. And there's about eight of us there. And we had a little bonfire and like five of us walked away to smoke a joint together. And as the five of us walked back up in the sky, this light it was kind of the brightest light you could see in the sky. It shot one way a little bit, stopped, did a 90 degree turn, shot another way, stopped. Went another way one more time, stopped, and then shot off incredibly fast, like down towards the horizon. And three of the five of us that were walking back, we just went, holy crap, did you guys see that? And there's just nothing that humans have made that could possibly do that. And then when we got back over to the guys that were still at the fire pit, they're like, holy shit, we saw that too. So I think about... what was it? Five of eight people saw these lights in the sky. It was pretty crazy.
Was there just lights or was there some type of like craft shape or what could you make out anything else?
There's absolutely no shape we could see. It honestly just looked like the brightest star in the sky that you could see. But you could tell that it was, you know, at the distance that a plane would be. So like it wasn't so much a craft as just like a light that was up there and closer than the stars were.
Right, but then it changed directions and shot across the sky?
Yeah, like three times actually. It just changed direction, stopped, and then it shot off down towards the horizon faster than any shooting star I've ever seen or anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
What time of day was this?
It was in the middle of the night, so probably like 2 middle in the morning.
Night. 2 in the morning.
Yeah. And then one more time up in Smithers, BC. Just I work for the railroad, so I was walking my train. I was kind of looking up at the stars as I was going. And same thing, one of the stars that was the brightest one that stood out the most, I was kind of looking at it. And I saw it shoot across the sky just a little bit. It stopped, made a 90-degree turn, and then shot off another way. And, yeah, those are the two craziest things I've seen in my life. I've never seen like a ghost or anything I can explain that way, but two lights in the sky so far.
Oh, man, you saw two UFOs. When, what year, how long ago was
so the one with
sightings?
The friends on the beach, that was probably like 7 years ago. And then the other one was about 1 year ago.
Cool.
1 year ago.
So yeah, two similar events, but no craft shape, no other, nothing else. Weird, like no loss of time or like your watch didn't stop or anything weird like that.
Yeah. Well, cool. Thanks for having me, boys. Listen to you guys for a while.
Thanks, good Tyler.
Yeah, man. Call back anytime. Cheers.
Will do. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Man, it's more than it's one of those things when you get the lights. I'm like, okay, if it was just going, like, there's a lot of ways for me to, like, in my head, be like, all right, it wasn't what you think you saw. If it was going one way, the light, just seeing the light. But the fact that you get the description of like, no, this thing stopped and took off in a different direction, like We don't have things that do that.
Not that we know about.
Not that we know about.
Lines open.
Lines open. 1-833-703-0424. Taking all your UFO, paranormal, scary, spooky, whatever you got. Or any case, any conspiracy you want to quickly discuss or give us your thoughts on.
You want to call in and chirp Braden real quick? No big deal. Just call on in.
I'll take it.
Give us a call. Talk some shit.
Show me what you got.
You want to talk science? Because obviously you can see by my lab, I'm a big science guy. I'd be into it.
Yeah.
Is that like a robot, like knight you're working on behind you there?
Or? Yeah, pretty much.
That's his Iron Man suit. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, working on it. Need to make the upper body a little bigger to fit me though, but you know. It's pretty good so far.
The belly looks quite big on it.
That's because I got a lot
of
abs.
See that little square? That's where his head looks up. That's for the eyes there.
That's perfect. That's exactly it right there. You see those shoulders? Boulder shoulders. That's right. But let's get back on that Wayfair thing, man. Like, it's blowing my mind. But at the same time, like, I don't, like, when they start posting these. You know what I mean? Everybody keeps reposting all these conspiracies and stuff like that. Like, could you imagine being a survivor of like being a child trafficked person and see stuff like that? And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's totally fucking taking away from what they've experienced.
Dude, that's the thing about like shit like this is like, that's the kernel of truth. Like, we know sex trafficking is out there. We know it happens. You know, it happens in the shadow. There's, you know, with Epstein and Miss Maxwell getting caught or like getting arrested, like it's back in the forefront of the news, you know, potentially breaking this huge inner circle of high profile child predators. And now it's like, oh, wait, well, you thought this was crazy. Well, this department store that no one shops at is also involved. Like, I'm like, it just like at surface level, I'm like, oh, very like eye catching, like, this would have had me hook, line, and sinker 3 years ago. I would have been like, holy shit, this is crazy.
When I first read the story, I thought they actually found a kid in the, like, being shipped. And I was like, what? That's crazy. And then I read about one more paragraph. I was like, oh, no, this is not a real headline.
But this shit's dangerous, man. Like, you know what I mean? The wrong people hear these things and are going to go up to a fucking Wayfair store and shoot it up like they did that Comet pizza. You know what I mean? Like, we just had a fucking nut job drive his SUV up on.
Even worse, someone's going to buy one of these overpriced storage cabinets to try to prove the existence of this ring, and they're going to be stuck with this overpriced storage unit.
Whatever the return policies are.
Probably.
Hey, it didn't come with a kid. What the fuck?
And you get those people too.
But no, it's scary, man. Like, our prime minister had a fucking nut job drive up on his front yard, right on his lawn.
That's because Trump, you know, Trump's about to arrest him. It's been saying that since day one of COVID.
Have you looked into that at all? That guy is a nutter, man. He's all into QAnon and fucking going off about Trudeau being a pedo and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Trudeau's been involved in some shady stuff that was it SNC-Lavalin and like some, you know, questionable.
Yeah, but that's things, but it's like nepotism, man. Like, he's guilty of fucking nepotism, not touching kids. He's not a diddler. Yeah. Like, it's insane to me. Like, it, you know what I mean? And it's all these QAnon guys who are like, Trump's going to save Canada. He's going to hold him to justice. And I'm like, you mean the guy that has about 1400 different pictures with that fucking Giselle Maxwell chick? You mean the guy who...
What's her... How do you say her name?
Dan will know.
Ghislaine?
It's Ghislaine, I think.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell? Ghislaine.
But you know what I mean? Like, she's got pictures with fucking Trump, like multiple. You know what I mean? Like, and you want to go out... You know what I mean? And you want to come at us about our prime minister being a fucking pedo? Like, I don't know, man. Shit drives me nuts.
Racist? Maybe.
Projection.
Projection.
I mean... Right? I don't know, brown face. As a brown person, that didn't really bother me that much. I don't know. Like,
he did some brown face. He's done some black face. 90s were wild, man.
Wild times back then. College was a different place.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I do white face every winter. Can't help it. It just happens. The sun goes away.
Natural.
I looked into the weird pricing thing because people keep pointing into that as a thing. It's like, no, that did exist. That weird pricing thing, like that does exist, but it also happens on other websites. And I had it explained to me as I understand it, is that companies will often do that. Like they'll price an inventory item at like a ridiculous price. Like they'll add a couple zeros or nines or whatever to the end of the original price in order to kind of rebuild their stock. Like if they're running low on a certain item and they want to give that inventory a break, they'll put that number there and it's just a placeholder. So that way that if people kind of like they see that item, but if they really want it, like if they put the item in their cart, like the listing will actually self-correct. That was one of the ways that sounded pretty normal because I saw a couple other sellers. I looked up
why
couldn't you put sold out or out of stock though?
Like, yeah, out of like stock.
Because they don't want to do that because sometimes people will actually like if they actually want to buy that, like if they really want it, they'll put it in the cart, you know?
Right.
It's like you don't want to delist it because you still have it and you still want people to buy it. You'd potentially be losing revenue.
Well, yeah, I get that, sell it till it sells out? And then when it sells out, you go, well, it's out of stock.
Or just put like currently out of stock. When someone buys it, you just go, yeah, it's going to be 3 to 4 weeks instead of 1 to 2 weeks. Anyways, I get that.
I see it on Amazon too. Like if you type in anything you want, like say for some underwear brand you like, and then you find that underwear brand, there'll be like the official underwear brand and it's like $33. And then it'll be like selling from 6 other sellers. And if you click that, like one of those will be like $200, like up 200% from like, and it's just there. And you're like, well no one's going to buy that.
Well, is Wayfair like Amazon or is Wayfair just sell its own stuff?
Wayfair is just it's like a furniture and home furnishing. Like Jessica orders the shit off
like
there
IKEA,
all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's like IKEA.
Yeah. Like it's.
Yeah. But everything, it's not like, cause Amazon sells everyone else's stuff for them. Does Wayfair sell same thing or they sell everything is Wayfair stuff?
It's all Wayfair stuff. It's all like IKEA stuff.
Right. So it's different than Amazon. It's like Amazon, they sell everyone's stuff for it. Like, but Wayfair.
No. And I'll say this before someone gets mad at me. I did also see things like there's rugs that are like $250,000, but they're not like, they don't have like kids.
How many kids can you wrap up in a big rug though, Braden? Like that.
They just roll, they lay them down hot dog style, snug as a bug in a rug kind of thing.
I'm sorry.
Ship them like that.
Should not be joking around.
They'd be dead, man. Yeah. They'd be dead.
They'd be fucking dead.
They'd be dead. Like no one ship this. Ridiculous. Like is what they think is like, hold on, I gotta go through what they think is people think is happening. So you go on to wayfair.com. I'm a big money guy, and you order one of these storage chests for $12,500. At that point, does Wayfair reach out to you and go like, hey man, you just ordered the $12,000 storage chest, huh? And you're like, yeah, I'm hoping it comes loaded.
A little like help chat window pops up in your browser, like, blink, like,
right?
Wink, wink.
Well, like, I
just searched for tool chests on Wayfair. There is one for $20,399.
So
it's called the XXL series.
Here's my question,
Some kid named XXL went missing three weeks ago.
That's for the big boys down at Fat Camp.
But here's my question, though, is like, do they have giant Wayfair like stores like they do IKEA? Because it'd actually be genius. You know what I mean? Like, how many kids go missing in IKEA? They just probably like, think about it. You got Kid Zell with his parents going around IKEA, and you just leave a little trail of fucking McCormick's candy bananas up into a fucking, you know what I mean? Into one of those filing cabinets. You know what I mean? He gets too close, snap the doors closed, he's gone. That's it. Easy peasy.
It just doesn't like the logistics of how they figured this worked, because anyone can order that. So maybe you would have like, do they have like a promo? Cause let's for a second, I'm sold on this. I'm like, okay, I'm into it. Like this is for real. Like would a buyer that's in this circle have like a special promo code they put in when they buy this absorbent chest that is hopefully filled with a a person.
What I hope happens is one of these fucking greasy pieces of shit spends all the money and buys one of these cabinets and then complains to Wayfair being like, whoa, thought we had an understanding here. And then he gets to fucking catch a predator and goes to jail. That's the only good that can come out of this fucking garbage.
What is it? Some people like to point to the fact that some of the items had the names in them. Like they have names on them. So do IKEA furniture. So do a lot of pieces of furniture. Renarp. Companies will do that in order. It's a
I've got a bunch of Malms. I've got Renarps.
For people to relate to their product easier. It's like it's a proven strategy. And the thing is, 800,000 kids per year go missing in the U.S. 800,000.
But not all of them go. A lot of them come back, though.
But 800,000 are reported missing.
Yeah, but they're not 800,000. Don't
no.
Come
if they're
back.
It will be reported missing, and then sometimes they will come back. But even if you searched for that, the thing would still come up. The news story would still come up and say, "Oh, this person went missing."
Right, but I mean, if 800,000 kids
story
a year
that they found those kids.
If America had 800,000 kids legit go missing a year, you got bigger problems than
it's
just
terrifying.
Sorry, 800,000 kids are reported missing every year.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was gonna say, I was like, reported. Seems like a.
Anyways, we got someone on the line here. Let's try and bring them in here. If I remember how to do this. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's going on, boys?
Yo, who are we speaking with?
Adam from Michigan.
Nice.
Hey, Adam, how's it going?
What's up, Adam?
Go Blue.
Hey, so basically, I'm here to call in to touch on the Wayfair thing, and.
Sure.
So basically what they're saying is the kids don't come in the cabinets. It's like supposed to be a front because you got to think like, okay, you put a fucking kid in a cabinet and then you expect him to make it through the scorching heat without food or water to God knows who where. You know, they're saying there's theories that it's like a front, you know, so you pay the money and then like somewhere else you go and show up and diddle some kid or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Diddlers.
It still seems really... It just if that's the case that they're going on this public, like huge department store website to do this, I'm like, why not just make your own fucking website that's so obscure or like have some like why would you like if that's all it's for is to exchange information, like you could do way like a way better job of coding because there's literally nothing on the Wayfair site, so like. It just doesn't. It doesn't add up to me. None of this adds up.
Well, there's no. Sure, it's not inconspicuous at all.
Sure, you just gotta think.
No,
so
that's
too.
The thing. It's not inconspicuous.
Let's, alright, perfect example. Let's like take a look at like all the Illuminati bullshit. Like you know how they hide shit in plain sight per se. You know to try to give you like a little inkling or like you know keep it. It's like oh, it's right under their noses and they don't even know. You know, just I don't know. Digging deep into that hole kind of makes you wonder. Like okay. You know, because there's so many people everywhere in power, and it's just, you know, all I got to do is jump on the Wayfair site, and I can get a little boy and fiddle away. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that is the conspiracy. It just we're saying that it seems like if you're that high profile and you have that much money, it seems weird to go on Wayfair.
Just, oh, sure.
Yeah, like, it's such a site that is so wide. Yeah, it's like you could literally have a... Any other site, like if you're saying that, like Wayfair, to me it's equivalent of like, well, why not Walmart, right? Like you could have that, you could have done this front anywhere. It just doesn't make any sense. Or like a site like eBay would even make more sense to me because you could have an item, you could have a bid, and then it's individual sellers and buyers.
I mean, it
and
could
you would
be.
You just need to know a buyer name.
It could be happening on eBay though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it is, but it could be. You never know.
I mean. Look at Craigslist. See, people used to list like piece of ass for sale on Craigslist and shit like that all the time.
Yeah, that place was the Wild West. That is Craigslist still going? Is that still a thing?
Do people still use it?
No, they suck. They shut down the personals because of such a high profile sex trafficking was going on through it. You know, so many people were using the personals in Craigslist for sex trafficking that I think a couple years ago they shut it down.
That would make sense.
Yeah, it was quite the cesspool. I did love those missed connections, though.
I seen that's you on the train. We made eye contact. You touched my arm.
If this is you, tell me what my jacket was. I was like, I hope there's someone out there that they've met through the Craigslist missed connections.
Happy story. Anyways, any more on that Wayfair connection?
No, that's all, I guess, all I had to say. But I guess one other thing I want to tell you boys is take a look at the Elon Musk Epstein rabbit hole.
Elon Musk Epstein rabbit hole.
Yeah, because there's
I heard he's connected to Ghislaine or Maxwell or whatever.
Yeah, he went to like private dinners at their house and like I apparently got a bunch of money from Epstein and stuff like that. And Epstein hooked Elon Musk's brother up with a girl and stuff like that. So yeah, and he looks like a cowboy Elon Musk, his brother does.
Really?
Yeah, no, I swear to God.
The only thing I'll say, like I won't argue. Say if he's been, you know, if he's been up to no good and he gets exposed, he should be. But let's not forget, Epstein did run like a very successful what was it, Dan? Like a money, he was like a money handler for billionaires.
Yeah, financial consultant, portfolio manager. Right?
He strictly took on billionaires. So if you were like at a time where you, and I'm not saying like, oh, well, all billionaires must be blah, blah, blah. I'm saying at a time, if you became a billionaire and you were looking for someone to manage your money, it probably wouldn't be out of the question for Epstein's name to pop up to you.
No.
No.
Yeah, he was also really into like the tech sector. Like he was really into that thing because he was always looking for new technologies. He only has weird ideas about technology, and Elon has weird ideas about technology sometimes. So he was probably talking to him because Elon had either the knowledge or he kind of has the experience building. Like if I wanted a company that could cryogenically freeze me in whatever and put my brain in whatever, like he'd talk to Elon.
It's so shitty. It's so shitty for anyone who's ever been like loosely connected to Epstein, because like you could have been connected to him strictly through business and that's all. And then this all comes out and you're like, oh, he legit had a ring of people that were helping him like get kids and like underage girls and like massage him at his weird mansion and doing this shit. He was doing that. And then you're like, ooh, and I'm loosely connected to him. Like, I'm like, that must suck for people who are like legit dealt with him on a business side.
Well, I think he liked to like kind of build his portfolio of like famous people that he knew, you know what I mean? And he probably saw Elon's potential and was like, this is the kind of guy I'd love to get some fucking dirt on, and tried to get close to him.
Yeah, he had a weird little like, I don't know, it was like his scorebook where he like, you know, he would meet people he always wanted, you know, I mean, but he had the money and he had the influence to do it. It was kind of like, I don't know if it was like a hobby for him to kind of meet and greet famous people. That was kind of his thing. You know, I read about a couple articles, biographic articles about him like back in the day. And it was like, yeah, he just has this weird, he was starstruck, but he was also kind of obsessed with like meeting everybody famous and powerful
to get dirt on him. He'd test the waters, be like, hey,
yeah, or bring him into his web, come or over. Either that or
come check out my cabinet. Like, yeah, just see if you like thing. It.
He's like, I can meet these famous people because I can, you know, I can get them into my house. I can bring them here because I have all this money. Yeah. Like if you have that much power, like why wouldn't you, you know? What else do you do?
Think about all the Wayfair cabinets that guy could have afforded. Like, outrageous.
Did he have stock in Wayfair?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Pulling the lid off that one.
Imagine.
Yeah, let's find out. What's your final thoughts on Epstein?
My final thoughts on Epstein? I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, just
on this little rabbit hole.
I don't know. I just find it a little fishy because, like, as soon as, like, shit started going up on Twitter with a picture of Elon Musk and what's her nuts, Ghislaine, whatever, Maxwell, like Elon Musk tried to do like damage control, like immediately. Like, I don't remember this picture being taken. Like, I don't know that Epstein ever hooked my brother up with a girl. Like, I never went to like a dinner party. He's like trying to deny everything. So that's what makes it a little fishy to me, whether or not he's like a diddler. It's still the fact to me that he like took dirty diddler money. So it's, I don't know. It just seems a little fishy to me, if that makes any sense.
Well, I don't think he would have taken Epstein's money. He would have gave his money to Epstein.
Yeah. And it's one of those things like, listen, I'm not going to justify anyone. If you were hanging out with him and you were up to no good, your day of reckoning's coming. And I hope you fry. I hope they put you in jail. And I hope anyone involved gets the punishments. But there are going to be people who are loosely involved that have nothing to do on a criminal side. So I'm always like, when people are like, oh, they make the connection. If I put myself in their shoes and I had no criminal history and I this guy was just like my portfolio manager, I would be doing the same steps. I'd be like, listen, I don't know when that picture was. Like, I didn't have a close relationship with him. I don't know where that's from. Like, we're not friends. I don't know her. Like, that's what I would be doing too. So, like, to be like, well, he's denying it. I'm like, you know what? I would do the same fucking thing. I'd be trying to distance myself from that fucking
I would stay off Twitter,
abyss.
Though. I would talk to my if I'm a billionaire and I have a publicist, I'm going to talk to my publicist like, hey, I don't know anything what's going on here. What's my best approach? Not on Twitter. Like, I don't know anything on Twitter and just yell it at people. Like, that never looks good for anybody. Anyways, man, hey, we appreciate the theories, Nicole. We're going to move on.
Take it easy, boy.
Dying over here. Hey, rock thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people who have a picture with Epstein or Maxwell. We're going to get caught up in all the madness.
Including the fucking president of the United States of America.
He's already there. They tried to shop him out of that one Fox News.
I saw that. Thing.
That was really bad. That was really bad. It was funny, though.
It's all part of his plan, man. Storm's coming. That was part of it.
Hey, listen. He's fucking got those underground tunnels, and he's liberating sex trafficked fucking victims. He's saving the world. You watch.
Yeah. What is it? Wiggle one, wiggle all?
Ouija Wiga?
Yeah, Ouija Wiga? Yeah.
Ouija Wiga?
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Yeah, yeah, Ouija Wiga.
That's their reload.
WWG1, WWGA.
That's it. That's actually good. Are we doing a beer break on these or we keep going?
We just keep going solid on these for now.
Oh, we keep going. It's gonna be interesting I'm very curious as to because like there's no way that Maxwell can die, right? Like we can all agree right now, like if she were to turn up dead now, everyone's going to be like,
oh,
come on. Like this is fucking insane.
Didn't they give her
100%? She's got COVID. She got COVID. Like everybody was saying, and all these stupid fucking
onion
articles.
That was
funny. Stuff.
People ate that shit up. Like that blew up so fast. Like, oh, she's got Corona. It was like 100% from a satire website.
Just Google it. Just check the source.
It up, and I was like,
just
oh
check
God,
the people. Fucking source.
All right, guys, we're bringing one in here. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Who are we talking with, and where are you calling from?
My name is Harrison. I'm from Austin, Texas.
Austin, what's up, how's Harrison? Things down there?
Crazy, like everywhere else in the States.
Crazy.
Looking ridiculous.
Sounds crazy, but I don't really know much.
First, I gotta say, this is dope. I've been listening to you guys for a while now, so it's like I'm a little jittery because it's pretty cool to be talking to you guys like real time.
Hey man,
it's cool to be talking to you.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for
it's all good. Don't worry, we're just fucking nerds anyways.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a nerd too, so like being able to talk to other nerds that I respect, awesome.
Right on.
So I have like some paranormal stories that I have.
Yeah.
But
fuck yeah.
The first thing that I want to talk about, and then if there's time, like, I can tell a story or something, but I want to get your guys' take on, like, astral projection and lucid dreaming. I had an experience about 7.5 years ago now. So I'm in recovery, and back when I was still in active addiction, I lived in Colorado with my mom and my aunt. And whenever I was like first trying to get sober up there, you know, one night I had my desire chip, which is like your 24-hour chip, just kind of like hang in there kind of thing. And I had my aunt sit down with me. I think I had like 3 days sober. And at this point in time, like a lot of my family had seen me go through a lot of like what like alcoholism really looks like. And she was helping me make a necklace out of it. And so we were kind of talking and we kind of were getting into how like I'm the only person in like my immediate or extended family that has addiction. So we were just talking about how it was kind of weird and how drinking has kind of been a thing, but no one's ever really had an issue with it. And the next morning when I woke up, I was getting ready for work and I was like, good morning. And she was really standoffish and acting kind of weird. And she was like, have a good day. I was like, yeah, you too. And then when I got home, she was just sitting there like really weird. And she's like, I got to tell you something. And I was like, all right. And she's like, I didn't want to tell you before you left for work because I didn't want to throw your day off. But I had a dream last night and it was Meme, which was my grandma and her mom. And she's not ever someone that's like remembered dreams, had vivid dreams or anything. And she said she when she woke up, she was so weirded out because it was like it really happened and she remembered every aspect. But my grandma came to her in this dream and told her that she needed her to tell me that she's sorry that I'm going through what I'm going through and that it hurts her to like know that I'm having to deal and go through like trying to get sober. And she said she just woke up, but everything about it was so vivid and so real that like I could see it in her face and I knew it wasn't like she wasn't just saying this to say it. Like it freaked her out to have it be like waking life.
That's crazy.
And like growing up, that was always something I was really interested because I like lucid dreams when I was younger. And like I said, I've had paranormal experiences. And then of course that led to like astral projection. And I know that you guys have kind of talked about before, like a collective consciousness. And like whenever we all kind of like as humans start to get the same ideas and all of this, and like that ties to like meditation and meditation, lucid dreaming, and astral projection all kind of tie into each other on how you can get to do these things and like grow deeper understandings of them. But it was just something that like I've always kind of felt isn't necessarily like a conspiracy, but definitely like a theory that's out there that since we just don't have like money or a lot of drive behind the science of what dreams are like, what is astral projection, other stuff that has come out about remote viewing and things like that. But I just kind of wanted to get your guys' take on that because that experience to me like made a really, like that's always been my go-to as far as like things that I really, really, really look into. And I wanted to see what you guys thought about it.
Well, didn't the CIA just release a declassified document on a FOIA request that basically said they were researching astral projection and it's real? Like, I'm pretty sure I just read an article.
They released that report, but the report was pretty much a request for funding. It was a request for funding by the head of that project, and it read like I read through the bulk of it, and it was like all the way to the end, and it was like I was like, this is just a paper requesting, trying to posit the theory that these things are able to be reproduced in a scientific setting, but there's no exact proof. There's no proof that it really does exist, and there's no proof that it really doesn't exist. That's what it pretty much
is. It's kind of like an impossible thing to prove, but I've always thought like you can get deep into the subject of like you're just consciousness experiencing it yourself. Right? Yeah. So then like if you go with that theory, if it's just consciousness, if that's all the universe is, and you're just like consciousness like in a physical form, then everything that's ever can happen or will happen already exists, kind of thing, like the Akashic record. So like when people talk about these astral projections, they're just like projecting themselves to a place that's already like everything's already happened, so they're just seeing it, they're just like bypassing the physical like plane. That's how I've always thought about it.
Right on.
It's, you know, it's funny because we've already always talked about doing a remote viewing and like something like that where we project ourselves and into a place where we're going to go where we've never been to see if any of us are close. It's a hard thing to do, especially in dreams and stuff, and definitely on like if you've done psychedelics. But like just me closing my eyes right now and then having a dream different. I know what you mean though. Like I've had those lucid dreams that they just feel so real where it's like, well, if everything that I'm like my brain is telling me everything that I'm thinking is real and I'm there, like what's the fucking difference,
right? Yeah. What makes it real? Does the thought of just being there make it real even though you physically weren't there,
right? It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, but that's a rabbit hole. That's a fun one. You can go long time on that one.
I've gone to some crazy places where like some of the places that dots started connecting for me is, I can't remember for the life of me, but I've read at least two different, like abduction encounters actually, where the person that got abducted, but underwent some of these things that actually like claims to have had communication with the extraterrestrials, that what they were interested in was less of like humans itself and the fact that they were aware that as a species we have this thing that we consider to be like a soul or a spirit, and that our ability to astral project and do these different things like was something that whatever it was that they came in contact with is what they were searching for. And that was, they were trying to see if it's something that they could attain by like reproducing with our species, to see if like eventually their species could also gain what we consider to be like a human soul or spirit, because they themselves couldn't and know that we could. So it goes to a lot of
people. Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Amen. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're big fans of like remote view and astral projection and like the Akashic records and like all that whole theory of all of that stuff. And I think we've talked about doing an actual case file on the main feed about it. So it should be coming sooner than later.
So I feel like you should be on like a whole bunch of shrooms while we, when we do that.
Oh,
and then
man,
you can just tell us the knowledge that's coming into your brain.
Dude, I won't get into it now, but it's just like when you play and write music, how did you come up with that with music? That'll be part of my angle I'm going to go down, because when you like write something that's never been written before, you're like, I didn't come up with that. Where the fuck did that come from? Just comes out of the ether. But that'll be a fun one when we get to it. But we're going to move on to the next caller. We appreciate the call though.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Thanks, Harrison.
Right on, man.
All right, later.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Also want to commend him for defeating alcoholism. That's a tough,
hell yeah, man.
Tough beast to slay. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, everyone knows someone who went down a little too far down the booze hole, and if you can
didn't
climb,
come,
if,
it didn't have that outcome. So
yeah, me and Brian got a close friend that did that, and they haven't come back yet. So
he honestly, he probably would have been on this show.
Yeah, he was that good of a friend. So it's good, yeah, good that you came back, man. Defeated the beast. We got time for another call or two. So if you're listening, you want to call, let's take another one or two. Yeah, astral projection, that shit, it's just fun, because it's just fun to think about.
I'm still saying the next pod trip we do where we're going somewhere, we need to pick a place and we need to all sit and just like get in a zen mode, like put some real time into it. Whatever, 2 hours, dark room. Maybe we'll go, what we'll do?
Float
Joshua
space.
Joshua Tree.
Float
we
space.
Go to the Joshua Tree.
No, we'll float get, space.
Bloody Joshua Tree.
We can't get to Joshua
we'll
go to Tree.
We'll go to float space first, and we'll just astral project ourselves to where we're going, and then we'll come onto a podcast and we'll describe what we think we're going to see. And then when we go, we'll take pictures, and maybe one of us is close.
Maybe.
We could do it at gravity for sure. No problem. I can fucking spun. We'll get us in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah,
the
like
thing about
time,
astral, the thing about remote viewing is that you can
me
see
and Dan thought
what
we
is
were
both
to go together.
Yeah.
In a spoon.
Two-person pod, dude. They say they put people in there. They say, it's like, oh, yeah, we have couples do it all the time. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy and gross.
Gross. Yeah. Gross. Big time gross.
Let's bring in
you
one more call
happens
here.
In there.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going fantastic. How are you?
We're doing well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jenna. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hey, Jenna. Thanks for calling.
So I've commented on a couple of posts that y'all have made, but I just want to, you know, not that I want to go back to the Wayfair stuff, but I commented earlier about, like, I'm pretty sure, like, kids aren't actually being, like, shipped in containers, but, like, what if it's just, like, you know, they have these crazy prices, and I've heard that some people have tried to purchase this stuff, and it's like they ask for a special code and the sale is canceled. So it's like obviously kids aren't being transported and stuff, but what if it's just kind of some front?
Yeah, well, that was that one guy called and said kind of the same thing, but I mean, okay, let's entertain the idea of, say you did try and purchase one of those things and you did need a code and you didn't have the code.
Yeah.
That would be weird for sure, but is that real? Is there actually a code?
Well, my other thing is that I think why this gets so much traction is because, you know, in recent years it's come to light that there is people out there paying to abduct young women and bring them in and the sex trafficking, and we don't really know how it we don't know how the inner system of this system works.
Yeah, because like none of us think that way.
Yeah.
No. So then when this comes up, we're like, well, is this how they're doing it? Is this the systematic way they're doing it? But to me, this seems so blatantly
public.
Public.
Yes.
That I'm like, there's literally so you could have a private chat line that you like. It just doesn't make sense that like, in order for someone to know that that's what that. Like, let's entertain the idea, like Zed said. If I was some sort of dealer of people, and I sent Zell, I'm like, hey, Zell, I'm selling people on this website, but in order to order the people that you want, you also need to insert this code onto the website. We've already done too many steps because I'm already talking to Zell, having to give him a code to go to a third-party site. Like, I just have a hard time buying the Wayfair stuff.
Me too. Like, I literally, like, the last, like, 3-4 days, that's all I've been, other than, like, all the other shit I've had to deal with in my life. But, like, every time I have, like, 2 free seconds, I'm like, shit, like, okay, so how does this work? And that's the only thing I can think of is that, like, there's got to be something else, like, it's not obviously kids being bought in containers. I don't mean to laugh, but it's quite
no.
And my kids are freaking out. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. All my kids up.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. Like, it can't just That's be right. so easy as, like, you know, buying a kid in a container on some commercial website. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, maybe if you think about it, like, if you're hiding in plain sight, you might as well be bold and just go for it, you know?
I'm like, but pretty bold. There's that pretty would bold. Mean there would have to be so many people involved, on the Wayfair end of it,
yeah.
There's way too many, like, the logistics doesn't even line up, like, the ridiculous amount of people you need, people maintaining the website, you need the people who are contacting the people individually, and they have to facilitate those, like, the transportation of the goods, and then, you know, the storage of the goods, and by goods I mean people that they're trafficking.
You need the guy making the extra line of code for the discount code or whatever you got to put in, like, everyone's got a notebook.
But then, like, you know, us Americans, like, most people love money. So it's like, if you give them enough money, it's like, okay. But
But we're also extremely lazy. So, like, that'd be way too much
for
work.
For a criminal, like, I'm just saying, like, you can't even buy drugs that easy.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't go to walmart.ca. And buy something where it's like,
well,
you
can't.
Want an eighth of a pencil?
Yeah, there would also be a paper trail. Like, you'd have, like, this order would be on the internet in the archives, dude. Like, in the website archives. Yeah. All they would have to do is, like, get the data and be like, okay, that's you ordered this. Like, yeah, we all know now.
Yeah, it's connected. Like, it's just such a, to like, me, it's a system that doesn't
exactly
work.
Like, what my brain is thinking. I'm like, okay, so what is this? And the other side of my brain.
You are
like,
a rational, logical person, and that is very good.
Yeah. Let's just put it this way: if they are trafficking kids through Wayfair on some means, it's a it's a layup slam dunk for the FBI, whoever's investigating, because it'd be so easy.
Yeah, you were about to catch bust this whole thing right up.
Literally the whole thing.
And you know it's there's someone's job in the CIA or FBI to follow this up. There has to be some department where it's like not the X-Files, but it's some other fucking shitty.
I mean, the FBI does have a human trafficking department.
Yeah. Well, they're like, hey, Wayfair's trending. We need you to follow up to make sure that Wayfair isn't selling these storage units. And you're like, all right, I guess so. And then someone's job is to look this
right
up.
Now, like, we've got like 20 other we've got like 100 other things that we need to do right now. And you're going to tell me to go check out this bullshit you heard on Reddit.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, I just finished up with the astral projection. Like, I haven't even sobered up.
It's just so crazy. It's just the whole thing. Like,
it's crazy that that's front page news on the internet this last week.
As opposed to everything else that's happening in America right now.
I know. And then now they're trying to distract you with a little Wayfair conspiracy. Like, oh, man.
Well, anyway. You know what the real talk should be is how come fucking Wayfair is so expensive?
Yeah.
At all. Like,
like I've bought shit from Wayfair here. Before, and that shit lasted literally less than a few months.
Listen, I distance yourself from that.
Yeah, delete all payment records of Wayfair. Get them off your accounts.
They're done.
There you go. Awesome. I think that's going to do it for this episode of Cosmic Channel. So, but we appreciate the call. It's it's fun to theorize about it, if nothing else, and just give it a little bash and a poke.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have we figured out how we're officially ending these things yet?
The Cosmic Channels are now closed. I don't know.
I think that's what I said
in the post-production outro, but I can't remember.
I mean, it sounds good.
All right.
You know what? That 100% though, like, we're not going to be able to change that. But when there's stuff like this Wayfair shit that hits the news, Cosmic Channels, we're going to end up having to talk about it. But it's a perfect avenue to talk about it because we get a bunch of perspective. We'd be like, right? It actually works. It works quite nicely. But is Wayfair shipping kids? No, they're not. That's ludicrus.
If they
it doesn't
are,
make any sense.
It would be a logistical nightmare.
It would be, as I said, it's a layup slam dunk conviction for the
investigators. The
FBI.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah, it's, and we'll all eat our shorts if tomorrow there's a headline that says FBI mass arrest from Wayfair.
Yep. I'll be the first to admit it. Be like, we fucked that one up.
Like,
I guess
I'll be like, holy, I did not think they were that stupid.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you next week on Cosmic Channels. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Peace, everybody. Peace.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.